evening and welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. Several days after she was gang raped and her husband assaulted, the 28-year-old Spanish woman has left the area in Jharkhand where this horrific crime took place. They've now left for Bihar and will travel on to Nepal. Eight people have now been arrested. That is believed to be all of those allegedly involved in this. But what we can now show you has triggered a real response. Video of the Deputy Commissioner of Dumka in Jharkhand in a photo op handing over compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the husband of the rape survivor. This man was also beaten up. Was this a moment to do a photo op? Does the handing over of money solve anything? And while compensation is one thing, was this a solution by any means? Did cameras actually have to be brought in to showcase this? Does this imagery or the handing over of money bring closure of some sort? Are optics a solution? Was this a moment for PR? Because if you look at that video, and if we can just play that video once again, it just shows what some would suggest is callousness, optics, a PR moment at a time when there's been an alleged gang rape by seven people at least, or eight, which has been committed. On this program, a deep dive into the horror of the situation in Jharkhand, what has emerged over here, and how, in fact, if you look at it from an All India standpoint, government statistics now reveal that crimes against women have actually gone up, attacks on foreigners a major cause of concern. That's our first debate. But next up on this program, at half past the hour or so, the government of the Maldives has now signed an agreement with China, which will provide it free military aid. This comes in the same period as the Maldivian president has made it clear once again that not one member of the Indian armed forces who maintain helicopters over there will be allowed to remain on the island. This is bad news for New Delhi, worried about a growing Chinese presence in the Indian Ocean region. What are the implications? That's our second debate. And finally, the India-Israel strategic relationship extends to agricultural cooperation and water management as well. The world's first water ambassador from Israel joins us to explain how the technology coming into India has the potential of transforming agriculture and water management in India. But first, we're going to talk about crimes against women. To get some sort of context on that video we just saw a few minutes back, data suggests that while the crime rate may have declined in 2022, crimes against women have gone up 4% per the latest data of the National Crime Records Bureau. Now, this is the latest data which was released in December. The majority of crimes were cruelty by husband or relatives against women, 31.4%, kidnapping and abduction, 19.2%, assault with intent to outrage modesty, 18.7%, rape, 7.1%, and just a number, more than 13,479 recorded cases of dowry in the latest report of the National Crime Records Bureau. Now, what is the time period we're talking about? This is a 4% increase in 2022. That's the last set of data that the government has compiled compared to 2021. This is information that we've got from a report in the Hindu and also cross-checked with the National Crime Records Bureau. Joining us now, Mihira Sood, Nirmal Kaur, who's a former Director General of Police in Jharkhand, Dr. Ranjana Kumari, Director of the Center for Social Research, Chairperson of the Women Power Connect group as well. She's a women's activist, writer as well. Brinda Adige joins us, as does Dr. Tanuj Khatri, the spokesperson of the JMM. Mihira, let me come to you first. Just that video itself filled me with outrage. Was it necessary for somebody to actually call cameras and say, look, here's what we are doing in what appeared to be a moment of optics? This isn't to say that compensation isn't important. It's legal. It has to be done. But is this something to showcase in the manner in which it was?
No, of course not. I think it just has to be, you know, unfortunately, it's the context is one where crimes like this, particularly going into elections, are increasingly politicized. We saw the very horrific comments. I'm sure all of us have seen the horrific comments of the chairperson of the National Commission for Women on Twitter in response to, you know, somebody talking about this. and saying, accusing them of defaming India, and taking a very hyper nationalistic approach to something like this, to a human rights violation like this, and this the sort of politicization of events that grab headlines is nothing new, but nonetheless, it should be condemned.
Dr. Tanush Khatri, spokesperson of the JMM. Dr. Khatri, ये वीडियो दिखाने का जरूरी क्यों था? मतलब ये फोटो आप करने वाले थे वहां, इसलिए कैमरामैन को बुला लिया अंदर कि देखिए हम 10 लाख रुपए इनको दे रहे हैं। ये कोई ऑप्टिक्स का मोमेंट था, पीआर का मोमेंट था? इस स्थिति में शायद कुछ ज्यादा सेंसिटिविटी दिखाना चाहिए था शायद। आप क्या समझते हैं?
नहीं, बिल्कुल निश्चित रूप से ऐसे मौकों पर जितनी गंभीरता, जितनी संवेदनशीलता दिखाने की जरूरत होती है उससे ज्यादा दिखानी चाहिए। मैं सहमत हूं इस बात से, लेकिन दूसरी तरफ ये भी देखना होगा कि जो अपराध हुआ, जो गंदा अपराध हुआ,
जी
उस पर जल्द से जल्द जो दोषी पकड़े गए हैं उनको मौत की सजा मिले, और जो बचे हुए अपराधी हैं, सरकार का यही और पुलिस प्रशासन का यही रवैया होना चाहिए कि जल्द से जल्द वो गिरफ्तार किए जाए। और इस पर राजनीति नहीं, क्योंकि ये जो ये इस घटना पर सबसे पहले तो हम जब भी इस प्रकार के देश में कहीं भी घटना होती है महिलाओं को लेकर के, और उसके बाद हमें इस पर जब चर्चा करनी पड़ती है ना, तो वो अत्यंत पीड़ादायक और दुखदायी पल होता है मेरे लिए तो विशेष करके, और मैं समझता हूं कि सभी के लिए, कि हम हर दिन दूसरे दूसरे विषयों पर चर्चा करते हैं, हर दिन दूसरों अलग अलग मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे पर आरोप प्रत्यारोप लगाते हैं, लेकिन ये समय जब ऐसी घटना घट जाती है तो मैं व्यक्तिगत तौर पर समझता हूं कि कोई फोटो अपॉर्चुनिटी नहीं होनी चाहिए। संवेदनशीलता दिखाने की जहां तक बात है वो अपने कार्यों से दिखनी चाहिए, और झारखंड की सरकार उन
डॉक्टर खत्री,
दोषियों
एक
को
और
सजा
सवाल,
दिलाकर
ये सिर्फ
रहेगी।
एक ये लास्ट कुछ दिनों के अंदर ये सिर्फ एक इंसिडेंट नहीं रह चुका है, इसके अलावा एक और इंसिडेंट रहा है पलामू डिस्ट्रिक्ट में, जब सैटरडे को एक और गैंग रेप का खबर आया है। छत्तीसगढ़ से एक ट्रूप आ रहे थे, आ चुके थे झारखंड में, जहां एक औरत का अलेज्ड गैंग रेप हुआ है। अब ये दो घटना हो चुके हैं झारखंड में। मतलब आप सरकार को क्या कहना है इसमें?
नहीं, बिल्कुल मैं वही कह रहा हूं कि दुमका वाले मामले में 3 आरोपी गिरफ्तार हो चुके हैं, और जो अन्य जो आरोपी हैं उनकी भी गिरफ्तारी जल्द से जल्द होगी, और सिर्फ गिरफ्तार नहीं, इनको फास्ट ट्रैक कोर्ट के माध्यम से सरकार को जो कदम उठाना होगा वो सजा दिलाने का काम किया जाएगा। एक पार्टी के स्पोक पर्सन होने के नाते और एक जिम्मेदार नागरिक होने के नाते मैं ये सारी बातें कह रहा हूं।
Okay, Dr. Khatri, let me go across to Brinda Adige. Brinda, one of the most worrying aspects of this is that the police have now revealed that the age group of those involved in this attack was between 18 to 25. And we've discussed this time and time again, where young assaulters, alleged rapists, continue to be a matter of immense concern in our country. And it's happened yet again. I mean, do you have any thoughts about this?
Absolutely. It is a concern. Now, one thing we must understand is rape, violence against women, gender-based violence is not taken seriously in our country. There is a lot of talk, there are laws, there are newer laws, some new notifications, but never to extend that protection and justice. The blame is always on the woman. And so the younger generation actually think that all the lies, the patriarchal, misogyny, sexist lies that get spewed time and day in and day out, even by our leaders, especially by our leaders, is the right thing. So they can rape and they are not going to be punished. Because to date, we've never seen this fast track court that one of the panelists spoke about ever being materializing. We always look at the cases that have got acquitted and cases where the people go scot-free. There is not even a warning issued. So, in such a situation, we have to blame the system. And yes, We have to blame our schools and colleges, but that doesn't mean that these people must be going scot-free. These are young people, and the young people now also know that there is no limit to impunity because the police and the system are like that. So we want to hold these people accountable. And the swift punishment, a certain punishment, must be seen. It's only then there will be fear of law. Right now, there is no fear of law. And this photo optics that these fellows are up to, what is the need for them to go all of doing all of these things? I'm working on the field, and I know that the first victim compensation of, say, 25,000 rupees takes us just about 90 days to 6 months. And here in 48 hours, they have
not,
given 10
lakhs. The issue is not the compensation, Brinda. I mean, that's just the point. Why showcase the compensation? I mean, what does that achieve?
Achieving? Nothing. That is just showing that, see, we worked so quickly, now we've compensated. So we will insult the victim survivor. We will humiliate her because we are shameless people. We will talk about everything, but we will not show that respect and dignity to the victim survivor. That is what the
And this man, her husband, was assaulted. He was beaten up, right? And, you know, you bring him, and he's a victim of a physical attack in front of the cameras, and then you hand over money to him. You know what I mean? Shouldn't there be an element of understanding that this is not someone who may actually want that to take place? But let me go across to Dr. Ranjana
Kumari.
Absolutely
right.
Yeah. Dr. Ranjana Kumari, we've discussed this in the past as well, the role of young offenders. After the Nirbhaya case and the laws which happened, we had some of, or what we believed were some of the most progressive, stern, strict laws to prevent something like this. The role of juveniles came into sharp focus. And yet the impunity with which we see attacks being perpetrated allegedly by juveniles is frightening.
But Vishnu,
where does this
by no, yeah, under no law these are juveniles because they are above 18. So they are 18 to 25. They are
adults,
and they will be punished as severely and as possibly if really there is really seriously fast track court. But there are three issues, Vishnu, which needs really serious attention. One, that, you know, when it happens to a foreigner and when it happens to on our soil, there is a lot of hue and cry about, you know, shame to the nation. What about dignity of this woman? What about the man who was beaten up? You know, so nation gets into this whole picture. I don't know how. And what about so many tribal and Dalit girls are getting raped day in and out everywhere? There is, as you also know, and then we also have the data that every day there is rape somewhere or the other, and many rapes every day. So I think it's important that, you know, these cases, and when you look at what justice delivery system is doing, what police is doing, police does not file proper report. And then, you know, doing this drama is necessary for them. Perhaps why they did it is because they want to show that, look, here is this money that we are giving to them. Is money compensation for seven men raping a foreigner who's just come here? They have crossed 63 countries. And nothing happened to them anywhere. And when they come to India, you know, look what kind of a fate they meted out. And now to show that, look, we have given them, this is shameful. I think this is shameful, and we really condemn the police in Jharkhand for having behaved like this. What kind of a message are they trying to give? That for rape, you give the money and you go? Have they really properly recorded
actually the
her
DC,
statement?
Apparently. Not so much the police, but the DC over there. But carry on with what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes. Have they properly recorded her statement? Have they really ensured that the case will follow quickly? Like in Rajasthan, it happened. There is a precedence that in 19 days, the German girl who was raped in Rajasthan, they managed to get the punishment to the rapist. Now, the second issue, which is more serious, is that so many girls, you know, you just were showing the data, Vishnu. What about reporting? Reporting is not happening from rural areas.
No.
Reporting is not happening as much from the tribal areas. And if these kind of seven men just ganging up, say, young people doing to this foreigner,
and had she not been an Instagram influencer with, I believe, 200,000 plus followers, then this wouldn't have been discussed. None of us would have known.
You would have known about
it. Absolutely, absolutely. And third, which is very important point, Vishnu, have you ever heard a single, whole 5 years of government we saw, a single discussion on these issues in the parliament? Have they ever raised a status report? What is happening to rape victims? What is happening to all these cases in the court? What kind of police investigation is going on? Do we have specialized system to really conduct a quick investigation? Tomorrow they will come up with some or the other excuse and these fellows will get scot-free. Because there is not enough proof to prove that, you know, these men were involved. So, you know, this is what is happening at the moment. And finally, not a serious politician of any consequence makes a single statement. Their lips are sealed when such incidents happen. Only when national, you know, shame is happening and all kinds of, you know, internationally we are getting bad name. Okay, fine. Then somebody, some teeny meeny here and there they will speak. Why don't they make senior, serious politicians make any statement about that? Doesn't this concern them? Is it only me, Brinda, and all these, you know, illustrious people sitting on this panel? I mean, we are the only ones. No, this hurts the sentiment and conscience of every Indian, should hurt. But every Indian woman gets badly hurt. And every time humiliated with something like this happens. Seven men just roaming around and catching hold of a woman and raping her. Is this what we are trying to send a message to our women and our young girls, our children, our daughters? And every time this happens, I feel absolutely desperate. I feel very, very upset. Totally, I don't know how this system is going to really ever, from society to policing to justice delivery, the courts. Yeah. Thousands of cases are pending in the court. Do we have a white paper on that? We heard a white paper on what is happening to economy. I mean, why can't country get to know about what is happening and then create some streamline the system? Do something about it. Create a system in which all these cases can go through fast track and then, you know, justice is delivered. Then impunity will go. And this entitlement that all of our families are giving to these young men and boys, why? How do they think that a woman is just a sex object? You catch her and you rape her. This is not something. This is a culture of rape which needs to be really attacked by every single person. Leadership of this country.
I just wanted to ask Nirmal Kaul, former Director General of Police of Jharkhand. Ma'am, you know, the culture of rape that Dr. Anjana Kumari speaks about, you know, it's at one level a generalization, but it is backed by statistics as well. If you look at the number of rape cases being reported, the number of attacks on foreigners being reported as well, as a police woman yourself, did you often have to confront this culture of rape and the impunity with which men believe that they could get away with anything they chose?
Yes, this is the highest crime. And on the one hand, we say that we revere our women, we respect, we worship them. We say that, but that's always only lip service. In reality, men here do not respect women. And you know, this is a very, very unfortunate incident where a foreigner is involved and people who have already run about 17 lakh miles, kilometers, they have clocked. And when they reach here and camp in an area under Hastia police station in Korumhat place, and then they are raped by these 7-8 boys, the young men. And this is a very unfortunate incident. And I think, but it happens ever so often, and much more severe is what is happening inside the four walls of the house. All this, at least we get to hear once in a while, that we never hear about. That's much more prevalent. And we often talk about many things to ensure women's safety, like, you know, what we should be doing outside in the house, in public places, lighting, patrolling, inducting more women into these law enforcement agencies and into all the other areas like tourist police. But we never talk about getting the message across to our men. What as a society have we done to get this message across to our men? To respect women? I mean, we've done a lot, but that is cosmetic unless the attitude of the men changes. And that has to be done early on. In the schools, boys have to be taught what is expected of them, what is how to respect women, and women should be respected, and that a whole lot of dignity of women is important, and she has to, you know, you want them to come out socially, politically, economically, contribute to the GDP. But unless you give them a sense of security to come out to the houses and work equally, and, you know, with all productivity will only come out once they feel secure. Otherwise, you know, their contribution to GDP will never be achieving its full potential. That is what I feel.
Sure.
Often Brinda, these rapes are...
Right, Pam. Brinda Adige, the point that Mihira started in the beginning of this program was that this becomes some sort of them versus India argument, if you see how this is being played out, remarks made by the National Commission for Women on a tweet or a post put up by somebody saying that there is a certain culture of impunity which exists in India and that this is a person who is aware of attacks on foreigners in our country. That post got a response of how this individual was defaming India, and if these allegations existed, why didn't they file a police case? Are we perhaps on political grounds running away from something we all know takes place with impunity, but just don't like to admit if others point it out to us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not something that is new. It is not something that nobody knows about. It is if a foreigner comes into the country and has experienced something like this, and that person speaks up, usually they speak up because we are living in a patriarchal society where you mustn't talk about this. When they speak up, then it becomes that all of us are together. You know, like if there is a terror attack, then all of us come together and we want to fight against terror. Here, we want to ask, who are the terrorists? Because it is the woman and it is women in our country or women coming into our country who are the victims and the survivors and who bear the brunt of all of this regressive thought processes and insensitivity and all of it. Why would they not want to speak what is correct? They have laws, but they will not talk about the laws. Like you mentioned, the NCW chief talks about, did you go and make a complaint at the police station? As if you make a complaint at the police station, the police register your case immediately. The police go and take all their forensic evidence. Data will show you that over 83% of cases are acquitted simply because the evidence was not done properly. There was no proof, forensic evidence collected. Anyway, that apart, after that, she also makes a statement that you are defaming the nation. Now, how can the nation be defamed if the woman was raped by 7 men? How can the nation be defamed if there was no patrolling that was happening over there and the people were talking to them and they did Google translation and all of those things? The police don't even know how to address cases of this nature. First thing they should have done is get a translator. Or this Google translation, the police themselves could have done it. So the police are inept. They are not trained to address these issues. So what was the anger? What was this outrage of the NCW chief to say that, how are you defaming my country? My country is not defamed when there is a rape every 8 minutes. My country is not defamed when cases are not brought to court. My country is not defamed when there is no punishment meted out. My country is not defamed when they go out on parole. Look at all the cases from Brijbhushan to Ram Rahim to everybody. They don't even serve their punishment after being convicted. So what is this defamation? We are not defamed. We must hang our heads in shame that the mother of democracies is not able to extend that protection and stand up and say, my police will look into it. My prosecution will argue the case. My courts will give you justice in this much time. I dare the NCW chief and anybody else who thinks that our country is being defamed to stand up and say, fast track this case and justice will be served in the next 11 months. I dare anybody there.
Mihira, last word to you. The statistics which we discussed earlier on indicates that there's been a 4% increase in 2022 in crimes against women compared to 2021. That's the latest NCRB data which is available. How does one account for this data? Is it because the numbers might be larger because more women are actually coming forward filing FIRs, which is welcome because earlier on, a few years back, that was a huge problem, getting people to actually come up? Or does this in fact indicate that the numbers of crimes have actually gone up?
You said it. Statistics with regard to sexual violence are always complicated because there is still a stigma attached to reporting. That stigma is obviously reducing bit by bit. Is it reducing enough to say that with certainty that violence is actually increasing? I don't think so. It's very hard to say. The statistics also talk about, the fact that rape accounts for only 7%, but then we also have problematic laws. For example, you said the statistics show a huge percentage of sexual violence taking place within the home as domestic violence and domestic assault, but marital rape is still not considered a crime. So, you know, the statistics also reflect that and mask the reality of what women are facing. Just two things I want to also add before we wrap up. You know, I've been reading the text also on the program, and there's been a lot of conversation about foreigners being safe in India. And I think that is a little bit of an oversimplification, whether foreigners are safe or unsafe, because I think ultimately it is a question of people being vulnerable, people being seen as vulnerable, which is due to circumstances that can change at any given point of time. Yes, a lot of times foreign travelers are seen as vulnerable because they are seen as people who do not speak the language, do not have access
and
to...
And Meera, the second point you wanted to make...
Because
I just need to end this. The second point, briefly, that you wanted to make?
The second point is India more unsafe than other countries? That's also been a lot of the, you know, back and forth, particularly on social media, that other countries also have rape problems. And I think the problem in India is definitely there is a problem in India, and I'm more concerned with that than any other. It is a social problem. Men are raised, boys are raised to think they can do this with impunity, to think that they have all the power. And institutionally, we fail women again and again, and that just reinforces this belief.
Look, I'd like to thank you all very much for, having this very frank, forthright conversation. Thank you very much. Hopefully there will be justice for this horrific crime, but not just this. There are so many, including the other rape case reported just the other day in Jharkhand, the second case in a matter of days.